v'she'eino mino b'shmo. What is tzitzit and what is sorah? What is wheat, what is barley? Even though there's no nesinas tam, it's still awesome with the raisa. Like the rabo against the shah. Ha! Shach fully had the rabo around the neck. The rabo was down and out. Finished. That's what we always thought when we were learning every day. Ah, poor rabo, you know what the problem with the rabo? He didn't write anything. It was one line. What did the rabo know? It was one line. Kamlech said, no, mino bishma. What is wheat and what is sorah? What is wheat, what is barley? Even though there's no nesinas tam, it's still awesome with the raisa. Like the rabo against the shah. Ha! Shach fully had the rabo around the neck. The rabo was down and out. Finished. That's what we always thought when we were learning every day. Ah, poor rabo. You know what the problem with the rabo? He didn't write anything. It was one line. What did the rabo know? It was one line. So the shach wrote 50 lines. Came the chavis answer wrote 200 lines. He's right. And then the shach is wrong and the rabo is right. He brings it off on a ptuk, proof from our toast, from Abdallah and Allah, then Sokhan. Like the rabo, and against the shach, the Kun Bab and the Bahamas, Kun Zion. And he proved it from the Gemara. Which line in the Gemara? You're not going to believe it. Which line? The exact same line we quoted before. Fact the Gemara, Ihachi. Amai pligi rabbanu le the rabbi lezav kuda chabavli. Right? Because I said he was passed the raisa. What do you have over there? What do you have over there? Do you have tam? Is it tam or is it no tam? What do you say? According to what we said before, name of the tour. No, what do you have there? What's the kiyua? Kiyua is no tam. So what do you see again, Clor? That even if there's no tam, min b'she'eino mino is different. Avada min b'mino's bottom. I put that in a little parenthetical comment over there. Din b'she'eino b'shmo, now it's an expanded part of the great land. No one does min b'shmo b'rov. So what do you want from the kuta kiyua b'yama? No, because min b'she'eino has an intrinsic difference. It's intrinsically different from... It's intrinsically different from what? From what? From min demino. Not because of the taste. There's no taste, just kiyua b'yama. It's an intrinsically different situation. Yeah? Oh. Now, this is the case. Keeps proving his point. Chavadas keeps coming back and back and back and back. Oh. You may ask. In this case, the Gemara is only referring to what? Kazayas what? Come on. Kazayas what? Dichtei achilas fras. But there are moas, is it? Even what? Even with 1 in 60. So he could ask achilas fras. Said the Chavis, I've answered you too, you wise guy. I knew you would answer that question. So I'll answer that question for you. No problem. The answer is as follows. This distinction between min b'mino and min b'shino mino must be a halacha l'moshe misina. Halacha l'moshe misina. As Rashi explains, that the kazdin of kazayis v'chdei achilas pras, that same halacha l'moshe misina, which teaches us, that kazayis v'chdei achilas pras, here it is, look at the Rashi. Because Zayas with the Achilas Pras Daraisa bit me up. Hold up Rabbana the Kazayas with Starif Kashir Shihias Achilas Pras Mihavi me Daraisa Loch Mosh Mesina Kashar Shirin? The Ka'amrit? The Ka'amrit Loka? So if that's the case, why does anybody argue? Eating Kazayas the Achilas Pras. So what do you see from the Rashi? That Kazayas the Achilas Pras is Loch Mosh Mesina. Says the Chavis Das, you know what that Lachon Shina tells you? It tells you that if you have a mid b'she'eino mino, the principle of Rov does not apply. Once the principle of Rov does not apply, all bets are off. All bets are off. So then what is the din? It depends. If you want to give Malchus, what do you have to have? What? Kizayis no. Kizayis what? Bechdech, Yidaz Pras. That teaches you the very same Lachon Shina teaches you. As low as it's 1 in 60. 1 in 60 was enough to give time, if it would be a different time. Even in this case where it's not a different time, but it's different b'shma, says the Ramah, it's also awesome b'daraisa. But the same halacha l'moshe misina, same one that tells you that k'zayis v'achilas pras breaks the rule of min b'shem amino, So too it's less than that in the past. It breaks the rule of Bethel Barov. Only one difference. If it's Bechadaz in the past to get Malchus, it's not, they don't get Malchus. But it's Osim of the Raisa anyway. If that's the case, Rav Olsai, what does Mishras teach us? Mishras must teach us only one thing. Tam Kikar. And what Tam Kikar? We already have Allah Lash Mishina before we got to Mishras. Mishras must teach you a chiddush, a yaloka, and a kazayas from that Torah. Kilo igil a piragon, and lo igil a palshanim, u boshes al kach. I said, America's fakert. In America, every teenager wants to show that he or she is, you know, an adolescent. You know, I'm a man, I'm a woman. Apparently in those days, when they had reached the proper age, they were too embarrassed of it. They wanted to hide their femininity or their maturity, etc., etc. Those were the good old days. Yeah? So what do? They took this junk and they put it on their bodies, and it, Sid, you know what Sid means? It was lying. Oh, the Benos HaNiyim, Benos HaShirim, they had Solas, they had Revlon, I don't know, they had something or other. But there was obviously a cosmetic and a concern. They didn't have what we have today or whatever. And let's not go into the, I really don't want to go into the cosmetic aspect of this sugya. So we skip this comment. I don't understand it, and I don't want to understand it. Let's just stick to the halachas over here. But I'll call punim, it's inedible. It's inedible. So Tosfos says, Tipulin Shabbanos HaShirim, Revlon, Yiptolim came, Hainu Tachshitei Nashim. So Vainu Tachshitei Nashim. So what? Here it's a video leads. The Hocha Mayim Punim Shalmata, Shalmala, the Lomois Kolkach, Shetof Maplein. Tachshite noshim had a pepon mishal mata. She told from the hosir aser the moist tray. I guess there was more hair underneath than on top, so you need a stronger agent chemically, so the kitzer, it was more moist. What do you see from the toys? I'll call ponim. But it's yuk, yuk. Completely and absolutely inedible. Rashi, of all things, puts in an our sugya. When the more wants to know who's the Tana who says that Chomas Nuksha Bene gets Malchus, he sticks in what? The Tachshite Noshim. Why? So the Kol Chaim explains as follows. He says, obviously, if you had this kind of stuff, let's say you made a chazir, and you made chazir into a cosmetic, and you ate it, sugar of astubis, you ate it, you would obviously be potter, because ain't a royal achi, you eat soap. You eat soap, no? Ain't a royal achila. It is a creamy soap. Oh, delicious. Not a bar of soap, I have to chew it. Kind of a creamy form. Madman. Ain't a royal achila cloud. So Rashi had to give a case which is parallel to that in Chometz. So in the Gemara Kasha, Man Tana. Who's the Tana who holds? That in a case in which an ordinary Shari Siritah would certainly be pumped, all of a sudden over here is Chayev. So he gave a case of Taruvis. Why? Because Tanki is the Rabbanan. And he gives the case of Chometz Nukshi. He had to give the case of Tachshit Anash, which is completely inedible, which would certainly be permissible in Shari Suri Torah. And the question then becomes, maybe it's Mutna when it comes to Chometz Pesach. It's also Chometz Pesach. Well, who said it? Well, it says it's called Machmet Zaribu. Why didn't he mention the other three, the three Medinios? What are they? The various potions of the painters and of the butchers and of the scribes. Why did he mention those? Zok the Mekor Chaim, because those are somewhat edible bedocha. Zoban v'amelon, kozil achila kusas, the lomor is called kach, as Tos says in Tos Tipulon. The iyidu gamkein lo kozil achila klal, b'may pligi rabbelezer rabbonon, b'may mozir rabbelezer rabbonon. My time of Machai Rabbanah Bezomer Vamela Vapati Vedachshidin. Oh, the Mekor Chaim invented a new word. There's a difference between Tachshidin and the three Umniyos is one. That the three of this is somewhat edible Bedocha, because we saw it in Mogan Avram already, remember that? Royal Ochlok Tas. And this is completely inedible. The truth to tell, absolutely not approved. You tell me, why is the Makor Chayim's proof not approved? Based on what we discussed in Shia the first day when we learned this sugya, a couple of weeks ago. Who remembers when we discussed, not much, the opening day when we got to the Shia? I mentioned the Ran. The Ran says that Tachshit Enoshim is the two strikes against. What are the two strikes? No? It's Nukshe Bilat V'Tarodes. That's the verse of the Ran. That's why Rabbi Lezzi says Yechai Rabbi Lezzi Apodim. It's two strikes. The Teus or the Reis, whatever you want to call it. That's the Pshat. But the Mokor Chaim either disagrees or is oblivious, doesn't want it to all accept that Pshat. He has his Pshat. Okay, now watch this. The cave and the chazil achil of sas ein chidish klal mai de mechai vivinukshe. And you know, so you say, he quotes the source. V'chein kosev apnei Yoshua v'chidusho. That's it. That's it. That's the final word. That's the pledge.